Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hold on. I'm counting gift cards.
Oh, yeah?
I have a bunch of gift cards here.
Do you walk around with them on you? Do you have them at arm's length at all times, just in case?
I do.
They're close by. They're nearby.
When I moved, we found gift cards all over the place because, you know, I put them somewhere so I will remember where they are.
And then forget.
And, you know, that's a bunch of different places instead of having a designated area. Well, now I have a designated area and I have a whole bunch. I need to get out there and start spending. There is shopping to be done. Big
like
time
it.
Shopping to be done. Most are good for what? Like 5 years usually is how gift cards work.
I think
work.
So, yeah.
We'll have to look into
that. I thought
that
they had like one of those things where didn't they pass a law where they weren't allowed to take the money off the gift card every year or whatever? What do you have?
So I have, let's see, I got a 15. How much is on this? This is 25. This is 50. This is 50. I have a lot of Skyline $140. Chili gift cards.
Yeah.
And, you know, I eat at Skyline pretty regularly.
Well, obviously, yeah, you need too. To do a little bit more if you've got $140 of gift cards just sitting there waiting to be spent.
But, you know, we do a lot of work, and we have a partnership with Skyline, so they often send gift cards, and it's National Chili Dog Day, I think, on Thursday. So we have that to look forward mm-hmm. to. And
What is your usual order there?
I like just a regular three-way.
Mm-hmm.
I will sometimes, if I'm in the mood, I'll get a chili dog with onions and mustard.
Yeah. Mm.
And
no
I also,
cheese?
Oh, well, that just automatically comes on it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah.
So we eat there probably once a week. It's my daughter's favorite place since they built the one in Ross. And she gets the hot doggy meal with an Oreo and a white milk. And I get the Greek salad with chicken, but I also always have to have a cheese coney, no onion.
Greek salad's good.
The Greek salad dressing is incredible.
Yeah, their buffalo chicken wraps are really good, too.
Yeah, good place to eat there.
Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because you got to use these gift cards because that's what happens. Sometimes you forget. It's like, oh, I got a gift card. I should have used the gift card.
Yeah. I would love to know like how much, what kind of profit margin companies have on gift cards that they've sold but don't get redeemed.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet it's, high.
Oh, I bet it is too.
Like unclaimed.
I bet they love selling gift cards.
You know how many times I've gone to a restaurant where somebody gave me a gift card, like one of you guys gave me a Ruby's gift card or something, and I go to Ruby's and forget to use the gift card.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Yeah.
Eventually, I remember.
Right.
But I'll bet this kind of thing happens a lot. According to this new survey, 51% of us have unused gift cards, and the average person is sitting on $116. And it might go to waste because 73% of those with unused gift cards have been holding on to them for a year or more.
And then you forget you got them.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
I'm going here. What else do I have in my wallet? I got more gift cards. Look at this.
Where else are we going?
Oh, here's another Skyline gift card.
Look at that.
I don't know how much is on that
one. Take whatever you don't want over here.
I bet you got some rubies in there. What else you got?
I do have some rubies.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one is a Morton's gift card someone gave me. Look, I have my Grater's $5 ice cream gift card. Yeah, we got to use that.
Yeah, we get those for our birthday every year from the company, which is so nice.
And boy, it's a hot day for it. It's a good day for it.
It's a good day for ice cream.
Now. I got to see what I got in here. Mm-hmm.
But the longer you hold on to them, the more likely they don't get used. And half of us have lost money.
All gift cards?
Yes, they are.
I just used some Amazon gift cards the other day.
She's got 25 plus in there.
Yeah, she's got a bunch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you I'm horrible.
Why do you have so many?
Well, this Mike's Car Wash, I get these every year from Scott's mom. So I have a bunch of those. Then I have a Chipotle gift card that one of our listeners, Sam, just sent me because I sent her some Q102 masks. And then I have this AMC movie gift card because the movie theater was closed for so long, I forgot. Then I have a Starbucks gift card. Then I have $40 to Build-A-Bear that someone gave me for our kid. So we just haven't been out there. Then I have one to La Rosa's. what do you want? I got it. Panera, Grater's, Ruby's.
Are these gifts?
Yeah. I got one for Target for my birthday. I got one to go to buy some bras at Cacique. I got Jeff Ruby gift card. I just have to go out to eat. I love cooking at my house and I love going out, but I just got
to
get
on it. you don't even need to go grocery shopping for the next couple of weeks because you're set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also have my player rewards card from the casino.
Hey, at least you have yours and you know where they are because half of us have lost money at some point because we lost the card or it expired. Any of those cards expire?
I hope not.
Or the place went out of business before we could use it. And, you know, this isn't true with all of them, but some of them do lose value over time.
Mm-hmm. The percentage of the balance goes down or something like that?
I think the Visa and MasterCards are like that, right? Jen, I could give you this one maybe to Panera.
I'm still a fan.
Anybody want to do a gift card swap?
Yeah. We got as part of a hotel deal, I don't even know how we got this, but when we checked into a hotel last week in Boston, they gave us as a perk a $150 American Express gift card.
Oh, that was
nice. Dang, nice.
And I think that does lose value over time. Like, you know, it's maybe 2% a year or something like that. But, yeah. So use your gift cards. Yeah, use look around up. For it. Kristen's youngest daughter would get them for birthdays and stuff. And she'd stick them in a drawer and forget about them. And when she went off to college, she had like $800 worth of gift cards.
Yeah.
All kinds of, you know, everything from like Target to Bed Bath & Beyond to Grater's.
Well, what's kind of fun is when you've got that kind of situation, make it a gift card weekend and just
live on the gift cards.
Just live on the gift cards. Go out to dinner, go shopping.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just do it all.
Or do what we do when we got to like buy something expensive, like a new dryer. Then we're like, okay, cool. We're going to try to live for free for the next 2 weeks.
And
we'll use all of these gift cards and whatever is in the cabinet.
And by the way, is there a Wrecker and Burger gift card in there?
Yeah, for real.
Hey, listen to this guy discover live mealworms crawling inside of his package of frosted mini wheats.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
No.
Unbelievable. About like 13.
Mm-mm.
Ew.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do well with worms and like maggots.
I was just reading this story this morning from Channel 12 about these jumping worms. Have you guys seen these things?
Jumping worms?
Yes. So it says here there are jumping worms that have been wiggling their ways into tri-state gardens, and it can actually do a little bit of harm. But these are like, they look like literally they look like they're jumping. I'm trying to pull the video up, so I'll have to put it on our Facebook page. But they're crazy. They're really long earthworms, and it looks like they're like jumping when they come out of the ground.
Weird.
Wow.
That's what I said. And now the worms are jumping. What is going on?
Worms already creep me out. I don't need them jumping or. Ugh.
Yeah. They look like night crawlers, like regular earthworms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're jumping.
I was looking at this mini wheats thing. It looks like the bag is sealed. So I don't know how they got in there, if it was a manufacturing issue or what it was. But I mean, you could see them in the sealed bag. It's crazy.
Glad she saw them before she started eating them.
Yeah. I feel like Nicole needs us.
I texted her and said, come get a piece of pie.
Oh. We'll just have her come in.
What's she doing? Is she hovering?
Yeah, well, she just.
Well, I need to see her anyway. She's our HR girl, and I have my key cards. So
just wave her in. I love that people are respectful of the on air light. But,
Don't say that because then everybody will be walking in here like Bonkerville, and that will not be great.
Oh, just come on in, you know. Well. We got an open door policy around here, yeah? Coming up, the 1K letter of the day. Your shot at $1,000, but now we check the roads. Here's Toria with your latest traffic. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Wonderful. What are you up to today?
Can you say where you work?
I work at United Dairy Farmers.
How is everyone over there?
Good.
Bessie still work there?
Yes.
She ever ask about us?
I don't really see her on a daily basis.
Mm. I was just thinking about a turtle sundae the other day from UDF.
Mm.
It's one of the best.
Sounds good.
Because you know you get the caramel and the hot chocolate.
Let's see if I have a UDF gift card in this wallet.
Yeah, see if you got something over there. It's the bomb. So have you ever played this game before?
I did once.
You and what letter did you get when you played last time?
I knew you were going to ask M, I believe.
I think I remember talking to you on the phone because didn't we ask if you got free ice cream cups?
We asked, yeah. Yep.
She's
like, yeah, we did this whole list great. Last time.
That's right. We already went through this.
Yep.
Clear now.
A big fat N-O-no.
Yep.
Remember
who you yep. are. Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. So you know the rules. You'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day that Jeff's about to reveal. Let's get you a good one.
They're not sealing these envelopes anymore. They're just doing like a little piece of tape.
That's kind
of
so lazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't get to do my...
You could if you wanted to.
Yes, I could.
Aww. Yeah. I'll talk to somebody about that.
Lisa, I don't know how you feel about this, but you got a vowel today. It is the letter O. However, the 1K letter of the day gods granted you an extra 10 seconds.
That's helpful.
So if you can answer 10 questions in 40 seconds that begin with a letter O, octopus, octagon,
Ophelia.
Ocular, Ophelia, sure, orange,
mm-hmm.
or, oval.
You got all kinds of choices there.
Oars.
Is that helping you at all, you think?
Feel free to use any of those or not.
We will see, won't we?
Well, if the sporting equipment is on there, you'll say oars.
Yep. So, of course, you know the trick is to pass quickly, right?
Okay.
And don't repeat any of her answers. Put the time on the clock, Jeffrey. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
40 seconds on the clock.
Okiana. Right.
With the letter O.
Hold on a second. I want to copy this so that I can have, let's see, standby. I'm going to put
standby.
I'm going to put that there. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready now.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I think so.
We can go?
Yeah.
Got your finger on the button?
I guess.
All right. Let's do it. With the letter O. Name something you do on vacation.
Oversleep.
Something orange.
An orange.
A verb.
Pass.
A restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
A car part.
Pass.
A body part.
Pass.
An appetizer.
Octopus.
Something sticky.
Pass.
A celebrity.
Pass.
A TV show.
Oprah!
Did you feel like that kind of went on forever?
Onion rings. What?
Appetizer, I was like, hors d'oeuvre?
Onion rings. Yeah, right.
Octopus. Octopus was good. Yep. She picked octopus.
Yep, that worked.
I felt good about this. Tell them to me again.
The one she missed, a verb.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that one.
A restaurant.
Oh, Charlie's.
Orchids.
Uh-huh. A car part.
O-ring.
Odometer.
A body part.
Optic nerve.
Ooh, something sticky.
I can't orange say what juice. Our answer was.
Right. Orange juice can be sticky.
Tim and I picked the climax.
Celebrity Oprah.
Oprah. Yep. Show. Mm.
Gosh darn it.
Okay. So when Lisa calls next time, it'll be a consonant, maybe.
Let's hope so.
We hope so.
Let's get her a consonant
third
for the love
might
of Pete.
Be the charm.
It might be the charm.
Yep.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
All right. Take it easy.
See you.
Bye. Yeah, O's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it's 8:25. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We learned a few minutes ago this morning that Simone Biles is out of the competition, out of all-around gymnastics final for Team USA.
For just Team USA? Or are you saying now it's beyond the team competition?
She wants to play Germany with Germany or Russia. That's okay. No, honestly, it says Simone Biles is, this is from NBC, okay, who broke the story. Simone Biles is out of the U.S. gymnastics team final in Tokyo.
The team final. Okay, so this is the team competition, and we're hoping that in a couple of days, whatever it is that she has going on, which is still somewhat debatable.
According to a statement from USA Gymnastics, she withdrew due to a medical issue. She will be, here's the quote, she'll be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions, officials said in the statement.
Because the individuals are still in the future.
The four-time Olympic gold medalist competed in Team USA's first rotation on vault Tuesday, bailing out of her Aminar and only competing a 1.5 twist on a 2.5 twisting Yurchenko, then taking a big stumble backward on the landing. Hoda did say that she landed kind of funky.
Yeah.
And it looked like something was wrong there. She scored a 13.766 and was seen walking off the floor with her bag and a trainer. She was expected to compete on the uneven bars, but Jordan Chiles was subbed in.
I mean, it's a good sign. If she walked off on her own, then hopefully the injury is something minor.
Hopefully.
That if it's treated just right for a couple of days, she can come back.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to hold on to.
All right.
So what's up with the people, some people saying it's because of mental health reasons that she left. Where did that come from?
That came from her coach. Her coach apparently told reporters that it was a mental issue. So
after she was out, in other words, this is just recently in the past few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what Sheila Gray was reporting from Local 12.
I hope she's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we will continue to follow the story. Keep an eye on it. In the meantime,
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.